Oh, that's better. Oh, that's better.
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original.
Welcome out to the Original Gurito Podcast. What's that new setup? What's going on here? Why is it just Javi sitting here? What's going on? Did something happen? Did we send out a search party for sweets? No, she's fine. She's back there somewhere. She's actually in the shower right now. She's getting ready for bed. It's Wednesday. It's day of release. July 12th. July 12th, 2023, the year of our Lord. Welcome out to the Original Gordito Podcast, trying out a solo episode today. It's been a long time since I've tried to do that. So welcome to the fucking train wreck, folks. Got a little bit of some treats in me from the great state of New Mexico, and got a little souvenir from my recent trip to Oklahoma here. Just took a little puff off of that. So this is a multi-state podcast. Here, little samplings. I'm at the kitchen table. Like I said, it's after midnight. And I realized that I was about to leave y'all hanging for 2 weeks in a row. And I said, not gonna do that. Not going to do that to these fine folks, these loyal listeners that we have here. That said, Javi, you know what? Take your ass home right now. I was out doing some Uber driving. And I said, Javi, take your ass home right now. And you podcast. And Sweets, I knew she was going to be asleep. Because as the summer winds down, her job begins. Because you know, she has to be going up to the school and getting things ready. She's doing a job fair or something of that sort. I don't know. That's not my fucking world anymore. Tomorrow, you know, hiring the teachers and the whatnot. You know, the cafeteria ladies. I don't think she hires the cafeteria ladies, but whatever. The different personnel, whatever. She has to go and represent the school out there. So I wasn't going to bother her with the podcasting. I said, you go ahead. I got this. I got us into this. We ended up taking a week off after the camping trip, right? We did the double episode, and then we went out to the Frio River, and I'll kind of, you know, save that recap for when she'll be back next week. We'll as the school year starts, we'll get back onto our normal routine and schedule. Right now, everything's still summer mode. It's kind of crazy. The last week after we got back from the river, we went up to Austin for the 4th of July, and we saw Willie Nelson for the Willie Nelson 4th of July picnic, and I was so excited to go see him. I've only seen him one other time in my life. And the last time I saw him, I had a huge fucking toothache. Like I can't remember what year it was. I'll tell you this much. I was with my ex-wife at the time. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. No. I went with my ex-wife, and boy, was she fun, when it came to concerts, sarcasm, by the way, in case you could pick up on that. Other than that, other than going with her, the other thing I remember is I had a huge toothache, but he was here in Corpus. He doesn't come to Corpus very often. And I was like, when's the next time I'm possibly ever going to see Willie Nelson? So we went. We got tickets, even though I wasn't feeling well. And I remember being in so much pain that I had a beer can, you know, and I was holding it up to like my cheek to try to get any kind of relief that I could. And we didn't stay through the whole concert, despite, and it wasn't because I didn't bitch out because my toothache. I was gonna stay for the whole fucking show. My ex, God bless her, wonderful woman, in case anyone's listening, she did have a tendency to like to leave concerts early, particularly if it was a concert that I picked. I don't know. It might have been a coincidence, right? Correlation and causation are not the same. There was a pattern. A pattern definitely evolved, and so I don't count my first Willie Nelson experience. So this is really my first time being able to enjoy him, not to being I wasn't in any kind of pain. It was a very relaxed experience. It was his 4th of July picnic. And as a true artist as Willie Nelson is, he keeps the tickets are very reasonable. I don't go to a lot of big concerts. One, because and this has nothing to do with like the pandemic or whatever. I don't want to be around that many people. If you enjoy that, great. I'd much rather go see someone at a small concert hall. You know, maybe an auditorium, some type of, you know, rock venue, versus going to like a stadium or an arena where you're, you know, basically a mile away from the performer. You're not even really seeing them. And that was kind of the case here too, but it still had a very laid back vibe. I was very happy with the experience at the 4th of July picnic. And he kept it, and so I don't go to a lot of concerts like that. And the other thing is, there's a lot of it's very cost prohibitive, right? Like these artists, and it's not their fault completely, right? They have to jack up the prices for the overhead to have like an arena show or whatever. I imagine, you know, it's quite costly, right? Not just for the cost of the venue, but the amount of people that it, security, the amount of people that it costs to put on a production of that level, is high. So that overhead gets passed on to the concert goer. But then you got fucking Ticketmaster and Live Nation and whatever the ticket brokers are, you know, they got their hand in the cookie jar too, with their fucking exorbitant fees, and it makes it impossible to go and enjoy a concert without spending a pretty penny, man. I mean, which is a shame that you basically have to basically a mortgage on a small house to go enjoy music. So I definitely appreciate artists to try to keep their prices low enough that everyone can enjoy them. And that was the case with the Willie Nelson concert, man. The tickets were reasonable, man. I'll tell you, shit, we didn't get like any great tickets. We were up, you know, on the upper deck. It was at the Q2 Stadium in Austin, which is a soccer stadium. I didn't even know fucking Austin had a soccer team, but I guess it would make sense if Texas had a soccer. Well, I guess Houston has one too. Houston has the Dynamo. I don't even know. I think it's just Austin Football Club is what it's called. But they play at the Q2 Stadium, and it was dope. I liked it. Of course, the concern was it was going to be hot as hell out there. The whole thing started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't go out till closer to 6:30, 7. So it was already cooled down. The stadium is open air, So even though it's enclosed, like the each corner is exposed. So there's like a crosswind going through. So I didn't feel like it was hot. They had water refill stations that let you bring your water bottles in, and you could refill them at these different watering stations sponsored by Yeti. For the first half of the concert, we got to see Dwight Yoakam and Tyler Childers, who I've been wanting to see, and pretty much I had just resolved that I wouldn't get to see him because he's basically all he does is those big stadiums and arenas, at least at the moment. And of course Willie Nelson. For Dwight, we pretty much had the row all to ourselves. So we got there right on time for his set and got to sit there and watch him. And it was a great experience. No toothache. No one made me leave early. It was a great 4th of July, but basically that was Tuesday night. So we got back from the river on Sunday. We went to the concert on Tuesday, and then I had to leave to Oklahoma. We drove back at 4 o'clock in the morning. We went to the concert. We got back to the hotel by like midnight. We slept for a few hours, and then I had to drive back because Sweets had an appointment that she had to get to, and I had to get my butt to Houston because I was going to be driving with Chingo and Juan Perez up to Oklahoma City, where we did a show last Thursday. Shout out to all the folks from Oklahoma City. It was my first time in 12 years ever performing in Oklahoma. No need to fact check that. I've never performed in Oklahoma. I've performed very close to Oklahoma. I've never performed it. I've passed through Oklahoma. I've sang Oklahoma Breakdown. Shout out to Sonny LaRue. But I've never performed in Oklahoma. And my first experience there was fantastic. Thank y'all. Those of y'all that have sent messages, those that showed love, took pictures, definitely those that bought merch, thank y'all so much. It was a great first experience there. So that's why y'all didn't get an episode last week. Basically, we got back from the river. We obviously were wiped from that. Didn't feel like podcast. We got back Sunday afternoon. Didn't feel like podcasting then. Monday, we're still unpacking, getting the kids square. We're trying to rest up because we knew we had the concert the next day, and then of course I was on the road. That I will say, that was a nice experience for me though, because I got to sit in the back of a car, and that's an experience that I don't get to have a lot, because I'm usually the one driving. I'm a road dog. I drive myself. I drive others. I don't very often I'm never the passenger. But Chingo and Juan said they had it, man. So I sat in the back. I took my weighted blanket with me and made myself comfortable. I watched like a whole season of Better Call Saul, which I'm finally settled in. I'll talk about that in a second. It was nice, man. Took me some snacks. You know, I was a passenger princess, baby. I was enjoying. I took my neck pillow. What, bitch? Tell me, she had some water bottles. I had some chips, some bananas. I'm like, I'm good, y'all. Y'all need to stop. No. Don't worry about me. Shit, let's keep going. I was like, shit, let's drive all the way to. Because what we did was we drove to Dallas the first night, and then we drove to Oklahoma the next day, and kind of a halfway point kind of deal. And I was like, shit, let's just do the whole run. Shit, I'm back there chilling, sitting, and shit. It was a nice pleasant surprise, because like I said, I don't normally do the passenger thing. Normally I'm just back there. Normally I'm the one driving, and I can drive for hours. I'm not complaining about driving. I was kind of giving Juan and Chingo kind of some shit, because they they're like, oh, well, let's drive 4 hours tonight and then we'll drive 4 hours tomorrow. And I'm like, it's only 7.5 hours, guys. Like, shit, that's cake, man. I can drive that fucking straight with one pit stop, with one 15-minute pit stop, you know. And I was like, there's three of us, but for safety reasons, I definitely get it. I'm definitely getting up to the age where I probably shouldn't do some of that anymore. So it was a great experience in Oklahoma City. Ali Sadiq from Houston stopped by. He was performing there that weekend, so he stopped by. I didn't get to talk to him. Chingo got to talk to him for a minute. So it's always cool kind of running into people who you kind of either know. I don't really know Ali, but I've met him a time or two. But definitely just, you know, anyone from the Texas comedy scene that you kind of run in when you're in the same city is, so it's kind of cool. It's like seeing a friend from school at Walmart, you know, or someplace unexpected, like, hey, I know that guy, right? It's kind of that experience, you know. ¿Qué más? This is why I don't do the solo ones that often, as y'all are finding out. Y'all are like, God damn, can we get his wife back in here? I know, she's y'all's favorite. I hear it all the time. Alright, y'all have told me. I just didn't want to not put out an episode this week. You know, and she's busy. She's busy. She's got important things to do. You know, this is my bullshit. You know, aside from, you know, substituting, which I'm not doing right now. I've been Uber driving for the summer. That's been my side income during the summer. I took back to the streets I go. And it's been interesting. I've been giving a lot of rides to women of the night. Apparently they're big Uber users. I don't know. Why don't they drive? They don't have cars. I've picked up at least three that I know of, right? That I know of. I might have picked up a fourth one tonight, but I'm not sure. It's always kind of odd when I pick up someone from a house and take them to a hotel in the same city. It's always a little, especially when it's a female by themselves. That's usually a dead giveaway. Or vice versa. But I'm always pretty sure. But this week, I had one that was 100% for certain because she told me. So... she eased into it first. She you know, I pick her up and she's in the back of the car and she's like, hey, she goes, I need to make an extra stop that's not on there. Can you take me to that? And I'll give you an extra $20 if you do that. And I'm like, normally I would say no, but something in my gut said, you know what, Javi, this might be a story that you need to tell. Maybe you got to do a podcast by yourself and you need a fucking compelling story to tell these people. So I said, you know what? Fuck yeah, lady that I just met, that I just picked up from a sketchy part of Flower Bluff. Yeah, I will go on this side quest with you, man, for $20. And so she's like, okay, well, I'll tell you when to get off, whatever. Okay, sounds great. She goes, I gotta go, I got to go entertain some folks. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And listen, less I know, the better, right? I'm not asking any questions. All this information she's given up of her own free will. She goes, yeah, you know, a couple rich old white guys, as she put it. Her words, not mine. She goes, they play have a poker game going on and they want me and a couple other girls to go you know, entertain them. I was like, oh, cool. She goes, yeah, but poker games are legal, right? I'm like, I mean, yeah, people play poker all the time. She goes, you're not a like a security guard or a cop or off duty cop or anything. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm sure the physical requirements of the CCPD have had to relax at times, but I don't think they've gotten this desperate just yet. She goes, okay. She goes, yeah. So I entertain. So I, you know, I do things. And I was like, oh, I do things. She goes, yeah. She laughed, of course. And she goes, well, I also do content also. And you know, hey, not knocking the hustle. She's like, you know, whatever she was selling, I wasn't buying. But you know, you sellers sell, man. And she's like, oh yeah, I would do content too. I don't remember what she said. $20, 6 pictures or some shit like that. You know, I don't know the rates, guys. I don't know the rates. Leave me alone. Stop fucking asking me. Okay. If you message me, I'm not gonna tell you. Like, if you message me, if you DM me after listening to this fucking episode, and you say, Javi. How many pictures do I get for $20? I'm not going to tell you. And you know what? I'm also not going to give you a link. I'm not going to do that because I don't have it. Okay? Just leave me the fuck alone. Okay. So her roundabout way of admitting to me that she's a lady of the night. We get to her side quest destination, and at that point, she's on the phone. It's obvious she's on the phone with somebody. She's texting back and forth. She's like, "Pull on over here. I'm gonna go. I gotta go give her something, whatever." And I'm like, "Okay, cool. I don't know what's going on. I'm merely the transporter here. I take you from point A to point B. The less I know, the better." She gets off. She goes to the door. There's another young woman there. I'm assuming, I don't know, a fucking roommate. Maybe she left something at her house. I don't know, and I don't care. She comes and jumps back in the car. She goes, go now. I'm like, I'm going to go now. I'm like, you're back in the car. Obviously, I'm going to go now. She goes, and then she starts like voice to texting in the back seat. She goes, yeah, bitch, that's what you get for fucking my baby daddy. And I'm like, oh, well, this just got interesting. And the conversation going back on and forth, and then she tells me, yeah, she goes, what's your Cash App? And I'm like, I give her my Cash App, cause I wanted the money. And she said, she sent me $20, and she goes, that's your half. She goes, I just burned this bitch back here because she fucked my baby's daddy. We're not together anymore, but I still think that's disrespectful. So you know, I gave her some shit and it wasn't what she thought it was. And I was like, you're saying too much. You're telling me too much right now. She goes, no. She goes, anyway. There's your money. Thank you for that. Whatever. You can take me to the address that's on the thing now. So I'm wondering now, am I a pimp? Like, what was that money? I'm assuming it was, I don't know. If y'all come back in a couple episodes and I'm wearing like a fucking fedora with a fucking feather in it, you know that I've fallen into that seedy underworld. I don't know. I got a rolling tray. Also, Sweets got me a rolling tray from the Willie Nelson concert. What else? Oklahoma City was dope. I do got to tell you about some shows, guys. Coming up July 21st. I don't believe I've told y'all this one on here. I will be in Pearsall, Texas at the Full Moon Saloon. I'm bringing Bubba Flores with me from Victoria and Miguelito here from Corpus. Miguelito's also going to be making the trip with me up So those Pure Sale tickets you can get at Event Mania. All these links, of course, will be on my link tree, which is always in the show content description. Miguelito's also going to be making the trip up with me up to Fort Worth at Hyenas Comedy Club in the Red Room. Those tickets are on sale. Go to hyenascomedynightclub.com and you will find those. Or you could just go to my link tree again. Linktree. That's the place where you find everything for me. What else is coming up? August 4th, I will be in Portland, Texas, right over the bridge at the North Shore Country Club. You're dreaming, Valenzuela. They won't even let us into this place. Well, they're letting me in, all right? Ana Ramirez, local comic from here, is dipping her toes into the promoter pool, and she asked me to kick off her room for her, and I am honored to help out in that way to make sure she gets a good quality show. So it's going to be her first show out there, and I know some of the other comics she's going to be bringing after me, so I think she's got the right idea in building a nice comedy room out there in Portland. Sometimes people out there don't want to drive into Corpus for stuff, and it's nice to give them some entertainment options. So looking forward to that. That's August 4th. And then August 19th, I will be back in Bastrop, Texas. If you're in Bastrop, Texas, or Austin surrounding area, come on out, man, to the Film Alley. Those tickets are up as well. August 19th, again, one show only. I've sold out the last three times that I've been there. Let's make it four, man. You know, I think we're getting really close to being able to add a second show. I always have fun out there. One of the first clubs to consistently headline me. So always thankful out there. And then in September 15th through 17th, I will be in Denver, Colorado with Chingo Bling at the Denver Improv, as always. 2 weeks after that, I will be back there the 27th through the 30th in Denver, Greeley, and one other town I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's for the Vatos Locos Comedy Festival. I'll be headlining that. I'm not going as a showcaser. I'm the main event, baby. This is what we've been working for. Y'all made it happen. Thank y'all for listening and supporting. I'm excited. It's gonna be my first time headlining a festival. One of only a few festivals I've ever done, period. So I'm excited to go out there for that. I'm excited that I'm gonna spend almost half my month of September in Colorado. So y'all gonna have to wake me up when September ends for real, because I'm gonna be knocked the fuck out. So excited for that. And then I come back. I got a couple things unconfirmed for October. I'll let y'all know about that. November 17th, though, I want you to remember that one. If you're in Corpus, I'm going to be doing a belated birthday show for myself. I couldn't get my birthday weekend. They have Preacher Lawson booked already for that weekend, and ain't no way I'm bumping him. That dude's hilarious. I'm gonna hope see maybe I can finagle my way onto the show if I'm not booked elsewhere. So November 17th, I will be celebrating my 40th birthday with a show here in Corpus at Mesquite Street Southside, the big room. Let's fucking pack it out. All right, get those tickets there at mesquitestreet.com. They should be up. If they're not up this week, they'll definitely be up by next week. ¿Qué más, guys? That's it, man. We made it. We made it to 20. My camera says 28:59. This says 28:53. Let's fucking round it up, man. Call it a fucking half hour. I'm proud of myself. I think before my longest solo independent podcast, and I think I bit normally bitch out around 15-17 minutes. There's only, believe it or not, I don't talk to myself a lot. I mean the thoughts are always going, but I don't vocalize my shit a lot. So that's why I don't go live a lot too, because it just feels like, how do you people that do it, God bless y'all. That's why I love listening to Bill Burr's podcast. I've been listening to him for years, and I'm like, how do you just fucking talk to yourself for fucking an hour every week? He does an hour and 30. He does the Monday, and he does the Thursday morning. So I don't know. I'm very proud of myself, though. We made it the full 30 this week, guys. Next week, I promise, we will have Sweets back. I know y'all love her. I love her. That's why I have her on. She's easy to talk to. I love making her laugh. I don't make myself laugh. You know, I know things are funny, but I don't make myself laugh. You know, so definitely we're gonna get her back on here. We're gonna get back on track. But I didn't want to leave y'all hanging for 2 weeks, because I do appreciate y'all listening, man. I the comments on the YouTube, those of y'all that have participated on the poll on Spotify, all that, any kind of interaction, greatly appreciated, guys. And I will talk to y'all next week. Back with Sweets. One love.